Well, one day I was surfing with my buddy, and the shore was about a half a K away. I must confess, I had an eerie feeling that something heavy was gonna go down that day. And then I noticed a look from my companion as he froze and his features turned pale. He cried, "Shark, it was coming right at you!" And then it just darted away. I said, "Bullshit," 'cause I didn't wanna believe him, 'cause if it were true, there would be no escape. He said, "Mike, that wasn't no seal or no dolphin." And then I noticed that it started to pray. "Lord, Lord, come and save me, 'cause I'm gonna get my ass smoked by this shark. Lord, I can tell you, I promise you, I'm sorry for all those bad little things that I've done to the past. Lord, I thought you just weren't looking, but you just gotta come in now, Lord, and rescue me. I promise you, if you see me right now, become the Mother Teresa of the beach. I'm gonna walk him down, pick up a little piece of paper, I'm gonna pick up the cigarette butts, I'm gonna join the Penguin Preservation Society, and I promise you, if you see me right now, Lord, never walk in the fish and chip shop and grab myself a flake again." So we waited. We didn't paddle, we just sat there as we made our plans to put up a fight. I said, "Punch him in the nose." He said, "The fucking thing's 4 meters long. So decide which arm you wanted to bite." So we're sitting there with no good plan as to what we might do. And then we noticed a swirling in the water. Under us, around us, it was a whole family. And I heard the familiar, which at the time was music to my ears. We were escorted to the beach by these wonderful creatures, and I never will forget that day, that I was saved from a shark by some dolphins, and with a they cruised away. And as I've traveled up the coast, I've been practicing my dolphin imitations, and they haven't improved very much, but I actually started communicating with dolphins for a little while. I was actually up at Crescent Head at one point, and I've been seeing dolphins every day, and every time I saw dolphins I thought I'd try my luck and go, and most of the time they sort of like looked at each other like, which is dolphin for, who the fuck is this guy with the dreads? And then they just sort of keep on swimming. But this one time, I went, and they came over to me actually. I sort of thought they'd check it out, and they went to me. And I didn't really know what the guy was saying, but all the other dolphins were sort of laughing along, so I sort of laughed along as well to kind of get in with the group, in with the pod actually. And I kept sort of, you know, sort of trying to pick up little bits of conversation wherever I could. And then I sort of went to one, and he jumped up out of the water and then sort of really high, just cleared the water and then just landed straight back in the water. I thought, this is pretty cool. So then I went, and this other one jumped up, and then he just sort of jumped over the front of my board. It was really cool. And so I thought, I'm getting really good at this, really sort of fitting in with these kind of guys, and I thought I'd just be hanging out with them permanently. And then I don't know what happened, and I did this sort of thing, sort of thing, right? And I know that you think I sound like a Shetland pony on ecstasy when I'm doing that, but it was something in dolphin, but I don't know what it was, and I think it was something about the particular dolphin's mother, because he dived straight for me and bit me on the nuts. So don't try and talk to dolphins, just observe them from afar. Well, my story is true, and I've heard others, of how a dolphin has saved a human life. And I really couldn't say why they bother, save on us creatures that ain't quite as nice. Anyway, you can tell that I'm mighty thankful. And if I ever saw those dolphins again, you know I'd shout them a round of tuna. Say, I wanna thank you for saving me that day.